Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. An empty tomb, folded burial cloths, two angels, a risen Jesus that you can actually lay hold of. It's not a vision, it's not a ghost, it's not an illusion. It is not a fond wish. It is a bodily risen Jesus. Eyewitnesses, Mary Magdalene, then John and Peter, and soon the other disciples, and by the end of the month, over 500 witnesses, people who had nothing to gain and everything to lose by making this up. And all of them with the same remarkable message. Jesus, who was crucified, is risen. The grave had lost its grip. Death is overcome with life. These are the plain and sober facts of Easter. Now, in the first century, Greeks, they did not believe in resurrected bodies. They had no problem with immortal souls, but not risen bodies. Spiritual resurrections were fine, but not dead bodies that rose up from tombs, leaving neatly folded burial cloths behind. The Apostle Paul is blunt and to the point with the Christians at Corinth. He says later in chapter 15, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is empty, it is futile, and you are yet still in your sins. And this holds true even still today. 21st century academics and philosophers and scientists and armchair philosophers, scientists, and academics. They also do not believe in resurrected bodies. In fact, who knows what they actually believe in? But the church's answer remains the same. If Christ has not been raised, then our faith is in vain. It is empty and futile, and we are still dead in our trespasses and sins. And so if the history is wrong, then so is our faith. If the history is false, so is our faith. If Christ is not raised, there is a body of Jesus out there somewhere. And if Christ isn't raised, then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are simply myths, pious legends, or worse, frauds. And if Christ isn't raised, you need to find another religion. You can forget about all of the so-called fringe benefits of being a Christian, how it brings you peace of mind or joy in your heart, or helps you through life's problems. It doesn't matter if Christianity is good for the world if it is not true. And so you can forget it all. If Jesus is not raised, if the central claims of Christianity simply are not true, then the fringe benefits simply do not matter. If our hope in Christ is only for this life, St. Paul says, then we are to be pitied more than all men. You cannot have Jesus the great teacher, Jesus the great moral example, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the nice guy who did nice things, without the Jesus who was crucified under Pontius Pilate on the cross outside of Jerusalem, who died and was buried and rose bodily from the dead on the third day. If Jesus is not risen from the dead, then the Christian faith is not one of the noble religions of the world. Then it is a sham, a farce, and not worth wasting your Sundays, let alone your life over. If Christ is not raised, you may as well play soccer on Sunday, as so many Christians do, read the newspaper, sleep in, or go to the beach. You may as well simply get on with your lives. Eat, drink, be merry, be nice, be safe, live fast and hard, for tomorrow you die, and that is the end of it. That's your good news if Christ is not raised from the dead. If Christ isn't raised, you can have chocolate Easter bunnies and baskets full of colored eggs and bouquet of springtime flowers. And that's all of Easter you will ever have, a celebration of springtime. If Jesus isn't raised, you can have Easter supper without the Lord's Supper. You can feast on meats and wines, but it will not be the feast that the prophet Isaiah pictured, because the shroud of death still hangs over everything. And the worst of it is that if Jesus is not raised from the dead, then you are still in your sins. And that means that the cross accomplished nothing. That there is no atonement for sin. That you are still in death's prison. In Adam, all die, and you are no exception. If Jesus isn't raised, then it's only a matter of time before death claims you as the just wages of sin, as he has for everyone else. Even if you spent your life doing all the things that you think that Jesus would have you do, it will be all for nothing if Jesus is not raised from the dead. But Jesus is raised from the dead. And that is the abiding joy of this day, that the tomb is empty, that the crucified body is risen, that it is witnessed as a fact of history, not only by those who follow Jesus, but also by those who hated him. The tomb is empty. Mary and John and Peter and the 12, James and all the apostles, and the 500 all bear witness to the same thing. They saw him, they touched him, they ate with him, they heard his voice. He is risen from the dead. Jesus is alive. He is not with the dead, but the living. And because of their testimony, we know that our Redeemer lives. The bonds of the tomb are broken, the grave has been unlocked, and the Son of David holds the key. The angels announce the good news: he is not here, he is risen. The temple that was torn down has been rebuilt in 3 days. The sign of Jonah has been given to us. The bright morning star with healing in his wings has risen on high, and he has been raised for our justification. The Father has accepted the sacrifice offered. Heaven and earth are reconciled. God is at peace with mankind. It has been declared publicly that we are redeemed, reconciled, pure, innocent, and perfect in Jesus Christ. The words spoken in death now ring out in life. It is finished. Indeed, it is finished, because Jesus is risen. The mouth of death, that is, the tomb, is empty. It has been silenced, and there is now no one left to accuse you. The firstborn from the dead has come forth. The pledge and promise of your own resurrection has been given. The chains of sin and the bonds of death are broken, and you have been set free. The devil is your slave master no more, for he has met his own master. The stronger man has come and overpowered him. Freedom and peace and life have come, because Jesus is risen from the dead. On the cross, Jesus was clothed with your sins. He was wrapped with your wickedness. But those grave clothes are left in the tomb. Your sin is buried. The shame stays in there. All of God's anger has been spent on Jesus Christ. And so now there is no more left for you. No more wrath, no more destruction, no more threats, no more punishments, no more condemnation. All of it has been spent on Jesus. All of it is gone because Jesus is risen from the dead. This is our joy, our comfort, our hope, our life, our salvation, our peace, our forgiveness. It is our righteousness, our justification, our treasure, that Jesus has died for us and that he is alive. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.